you told, were you notified that you weren't having a job anymore?
The word of mouth through text messages. Like, they didn't notify us. We got a department text, and they didn't even say nothing to us yet. So, yeah, I just drove by being nosy, you know, through word of mouth. I was in the neighborhood, so checked it out, yeah.
You were telling me earlier you were at the Union Hall. There's a lot of activity happening there.
There's cars up there now. Yeah, it's like a group of them up there, probably union reps for the, you know, union.
What did you do here at the plant?
I made motorcycle tires for like Harley Davidson and stuff. Very good paying job.
Yeah. How long have you been here?
Almost 2 years.
2 years. Again, no communication from the company.
No communication from the company yet. Like, if I show you my phone, they no notification, nope.
Now, you
and
had
we get group alerts, I'm sorry, text alerts too.
So. There was a work stoppage last week, right? Can you explain a little bit? Was that a planned stoppage? What happened?
It sounded like a rumor. You know, there was like, there was a possibility it was going to shut down, the Japanese was going to come and all this, check it out, and, you know, basically shut it down. But yeah, they shut us down for a week. It's paid. They just didn't notify us about any closures or anything. So right around Christmas time too. Like, come on, it's around Christmas.
There was a big incident, I believe, a year ago, maybe even 2 years ago, that there was rumored it was a cyber attack, but there was a long stoppage here. What happened there?
We were shut down for a minute. Then, at first the payment was like very, you know, all over the place. Computer systems was down, hacked or whatnot. They said that there was a, they never really told us about that either. So, you know, there was just a lot of no computers, and you can't do a lot with the tire machines without the computer feeding us, telling us what to do. So.
I know this is very fresh. What's going through your mind right now? I mean, you drive by this plant, there's nobody here except us and a fencing company fencing it off.
Fencing it off. Listen, I just bought some Falcon tires. Like, I tell you, my man, I love this job. It paid good. The benefits is Christmas time. I'm very upset to be, you know, I still wasn't notified yet. But, you know, I see you guys out here, so I know it's the real deal. I'm very mad about this.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
a 24-hour door installation place driving by right now. I mean, come a little closer.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Christmas time, you know, everything going on, end of the year. A lot of families, holidays coming up. So, yeah, you know, a lot of us is very upset about this through text alerts and stuff. Very mad.
Yeah, what are some of the conversations that you have had?
There's no union text. There's a when we work here, we get text alerts through the company. You know, they let us know everything, production and all that. They didn't tell us anything. So, like I said, I'm very upset that this is going on, if this is the case, that we're shut down for no reason, no information, no. Like, it's something you should tell us as employees, and a lot of us love our job.
The company put out a press release saying, you know, they analyzed the viability of the business, the aging infrastructure. I mean, this is a century-old facility, but you worked there.
They invested into it. There's a lot of new machines in there, so it gave us the false illusion that we're going to keep progressing as a company when you're only going to do something like this. They meant the contract was ending, to be, you know, fair. We knew about the contract possibly ending, but it's like it should have been, you know, it should have been some communication, that's all, like, as employees.
And you haven't been told anything in terms of being paid, like, through the end of the year or anything like that?
It was just this pay week. That's all we was told. We was told, you know, we'd be back to production. It was just to clear, you know, some production, like a lot of excess production we had, you know, get it out and stuff. But, yeah, we was told that we was going to be coming back, at least, you know, after this week. It was just a week notice, you know, that's all, paid.
Anything else you want to share we didn't ask?
If this is true, I am very upset, because like I said, just feed my family. I help out with my nieces and nephews, so, you know, generational wealth type thing. You know, I really got paid well here. A lot of overtime. I hope to find another job if this is true, you know, in the area. But, yeah, I'm going to be mad about this. I'm very upset.